It is truly an honor and privilege to be able to sit in front of everybody today to address you as the men's national head coach. But me sitting here today is a consequence of the hard work of many, many individuals. So it's not just my work alone. Without the commitment, the hard work of the staff, like the technical team, the medical team, the administrators, you know, I wouldn't be sat here today. At the same time, the players, right? If that man didn't block the cross in Hong Kong, we might have a different conversation tonight. Right? So without them, I wouldn't be sat here in this moment. My coaching journey, when I reflected on it, is very much like that. Wise men in this room keep reminding me, keep nagging at me that success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan, right? But when I thought about that, that's not true, right? It's not the most accurate, because some of you in this room probably know my journey better than me. I've had many setbacks, numerous difficult moments, tough times. But in those moments, I actually realized that I wasn't alone. I was never alone. I had many fathers, right? I mean, to begin with, my actual father is here. My father, my mom, my wife, they gave me the support, the love, the space, the tolerance to allow me to be so obsessive with this game. And then I've got Coach Kade, who sat at the back hiding as always. He is my role model. He is still my mentor, and he, you know, ignited the passion that I have in the game, truly. And then I've got Mr. Harvey Davis, who's here as well. Without him, I wouldn't be here today as well. And this man gave me belief. He taught me to believe in myself. He taught me that if I put my mind to something, I can achieve it. And then Alex Weaver, who some of you might know, he opened the doors for me. He showed me the direction in football. Coach Ogura, he gave me a platform. He gave me a stage. He gave me even more trust and confidence in what I do and how I do things. And not forgetting, you know, my educators, my PE teachers, my school teachers. If not for them, again, and their support, today is not possible. And then last but not least, that man, Desmond Ong. I don't think I should say anymore, because if I say anymore, he will come over and hug me, and then you got another iconic picture. Yeah, but truly, guys, I mean, what I'm trying to say is without these people in my life, without them during the tough times, I would not be here today. And I see the national team story a little bit similar to mine, because that night, that wonderful night in Hong Kong, it is not just because of the players and staff. That night in Hong Kong was only possible because of the consequence of everybody pulling together, everybody in Singapore pulling together. From Forrest giving us his trust from the very beginning, to the management and the council for their unwavering support, the good folks at UTR, Sports SG, people in the public sector, private sector, without their backing, that night in Hong Kong would not have been possible. And then we cannot forget the fans, because the fans were with us from the very beginning of the journey, and it hasn't been easy. And for 2,000 fans to fly up to Hong Kong, despite not knowing that we are going to qualify, really gave us a lot of belief. You know, it showed us that they had faith in what we're doing and what our team is about. And without all these people, that special night in Hong Kong would not have been possible. So all I ask is that moving forward, that I hope the players, the boys, the staff would be fortunate enough to experience the same love and care that I receive from the different fathers that I have, even when the times are tough. Because in football, we know it's unpredictable, it's never straight line, it's, there are a lot of bumpy roads. But like I've experienced before, if you know, if we know, if the boys know that people care for them, they have their backs, they're supporting them all the way, then it can be very powerful. And I'm very, very sure that together as one, if we go forward together, we will be able to create even more lasting memories like the one in Hong Kong. Thank you.